Hi, guys, and this is Therese, and welcome to the show. I think I'm going to say it one more time because I think it went on air a little bit later, a second or two. Hi, this is Therese, and welcome to the show. It's been a little bit of time. I took some time off with all the pandemic that's been going on and everything. So here I am today talking to you, and I'm super glad to be here. So how are you guys doing, and how's everything going for you? I've been doing a lot of meditating, a lot of praying, a lot of running because I love to run, and it's a way to keep in shape because the gyms have been closed, right? So, and some of us are working, you know, finding gyms that are doing online workouts, and I do that with Orange Theory, and I run on my own, and so it's been good. I'll be ready for a marathon. But anyway, on that note, how are you guys feeling about what's going on? Do you wonder why this had to happen and when will it stop, right? And are there going to be more outbreaks? So here's a spiritual answer, and then I'm going to give you a human take, a spiritual take on it. So the angelic messages that I got, I was actually talking to, believe it or not, he's an angel of marriage. His name is Daniel. And he said, one of the reasons why this happened on a spiritual level is to bring couples together again. And what does that mean? It's like Archangel Shemuel is Archangel of Soulmates. Sometimes when we go so fast and we're moving and we're moving so fast and doing doing everything in a millisecond because we're running late all the time. Have you guys ever been like that? I mean, I work from home and I'm like that. And he said things needed to stop and bring us all together again, where we had to be together, where we couldn't just stop and we couldn't continue to go on like we were going. And what a great gift that is, right? I mean, I think it is. And so I'm getting my drink of water here, so pardon me while I'm taking a sip. All right. And so that's one thing he said. It was to bring couples, people closer together, people that are married, people that want to renew their marriage, wanted something to change in their relationship that they weren't happy. And so this has brought that change around to us. I'm not saying everybody, but the people that were open are the souls that have been open to that. Daniel, the angel of marriage, said, hey, I'm here. And that was one of the things that needed to happen. Okay. So isn't that cool? The other thing is that it gave people a time, people, another angelic message that this is about. And this is from Archangel Michael. He said that we needed courage, and we needed courage to really think about why we're here, what our purpose is, right? Well, your purpose, I'm not saying it's not to go to work, and that's a purpose, to provide for your family or provide for yourself or both. But what is your purpose? And Michael helps you discover your life purpose, why you're here, or your soul purpose. And he said one of the things that people got to do is really stay at home, think, meditate, get close to their family, okay? And maybe part of their purpose was to be a better parent or a better lover, a better, when I say lover, I mean a better man, a better woman, a better partner, okay? And he said, so I'm here. I wanted to help them do that and give them courage to try new things. Sometimes we all have been having the opportunity to sit down and just think, why are we here? What are we here to do? How can I be better? How can I help my kids more, right? I mean, I've seen parents that didn't know what it was like to teach your children, right? And now you're teaching them and you're the teacher, right? Really, you literally are the teacher now. How cool is that, right? So that's a good thing there from Archangel Michael. And there's so much more here, but I wanted to give that to you. Then you have Archangel Shemuel. He is the soulmate relationship. He helps you find your soulmate or strengthen your soulmate relationship. He said that your existing one. And he said, people think that soulmates are only about romance. He goes, but soulmates are also your friendships. Also your wife and your husband or your girlfriend, your boyfriend or whatever. Those are soulmate relationships. Soulmate relationships are also people that you do business with or that you work with. You have a soul agreement that you made before you ever came over here to be their their companion soulmate or twin flame, twin soul. He said, and that's what I'm here to do, to help you rediscover yourself, bring an awareness to people around you so that you can really bring to them what they bring to you and make the friendship stronger, the work relationship stronger. And he said, I am the one that helps you bring your soulmates closer to you and strengthen them. So guys, remember, soulmate does not mean only romance. It can be friendships as well. And he also said it was a time of reflection. It's been a time of reflection where you can look back and connect with your old friends, right? And how many of you guys have done that? I know I have. And it's been such a sweet, sweet connection, right? And so that's something that was given to you too. That's a message from Archangel Michael, right? And I told you the one from Daniel, which is really, really, really cool. I love that. And then Haniel, okay? I love her. She is helps you with your psychic ability, right? And she says, I wanted help people to tap into their intuition and so they can learn to use it in every part of their life. And so when they're slowing down and they can't go to work or they're working from home, that means they get to focus and have to focus on things to do. Putting a puzzle together with your family, right? Makes you closer. You know, social media, you're using it now to really connect your friends, like, you know, Samuel was saying, soulmate friends. And then Haniel saying, you know what? I help you with your clairvoyant sight, especially, but I'll help you with the clairvoyant, clairaudient, claircognizant, and clairsentient. Okay. So clairvoyance is where you see, claircognizant is where you hear, clairsentient, I like this one, is where you sense things. A lot of us are really good at that. And claircognizant is where you just have a knowing, right? So she says, I'm here helping you because people say, oh, I'll get to develop my intuition. I'll do it someday. Well, someday is here. Someday is now. Okay. So that's what's there. That's what you have for you there with Claire, with Archangel Haniel, right? Isn't she wonderful? And Archangel Ariel, okay? You know, you may see or feel Ariel as a man or a woman, I'm not sure. But, you know, I don't think they're very androgynous or they're not really male or female, or maybe you see them as one or the other. There's no mistake here, whichever way you see it. So Ariel really helps with the sea life you know, in the storms and those kind of things. So you ask for her help, okay, or Archangel Ariel's help with that. She will help you. Because, you know, our environment is really important, right? So, you know, and she doesn't only help with the ocean and the water, but she helps with the environment in total, in everything, okay? So she says, you know, you're able to stop enough and you're seeing what has been going on with all of these deaths that's been happening. And some of them have been dying so fast, there's not been a place to put them. I mean, you saw New York. And she said, just pray. She goes, I will help you until if you have a desire to work in the environment. And she says, I will help you. And she goes, I will help you find a path for you to go down if that's your joy, you know, so if that's your purpose, so to speak. And she goes, I not only help with the water, but I also help with, you know, any kind of the environment that she just likes the water. Okay. Just so you know. And so that's, something there. And then Archangel Uriel, Uriel is great at bookkeeping, right? Don't you? And we're going to have taxes. I think our new deadline is, July 15th. Isn't that cool? The IRS, God bless them. They gave us more time. And that's a real blessing there. So we're grateful for that. But Uriel is great with bookkeeping, organization. So if you need help with your taxes to find the right person, then ask Archangel Uriel to help you with that. Okay. And so he'll be there helping you get it all together because now is the time you've got time to do that. Right. And I know it's frustrating to be waiting sometimes. When is everything going to open? It will open in divine and perfect timing. And I'm right there with you because I live in South Florida. And the three counties that are slow at opening up is Broward, Dade, and Palm Beach. And so I live in one of those counties. And so it's just been a real challenge here. Hopefully it opens up next week. That's what I got, three counties that that what I'm talking about. So that's Archangel Uriel. Archangel Raphael, love Raphael, love, 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 love Raphael. He is the Archangel of Healing. Okay, and that's not only physical healing, but also soul healing, okay? And before we end this call, I'll share with you how you can call in on any of them or all of them, okay, that I'm talking about tonight, because these are the ones that came to me. Some of you guys are Reiki practitioners. Some of you guys know people that are Reiki practitioners. And I know the social distancing, so you do this with caution, okay? And because if you're doing Reiki, usually those people are pretty safe anyway, I think, are very safe. But if you're a Reiki practitioner, do it on yourself, right? And so if you have a bad shoulder, I have a friend of mine who's using Reiki with her personal Reiki that she's been trained in. She uses it, puts her hands over her eyes, and she has a bad shoulder in her eyes. She wants to have her vision better because she doesn't want to wear glasses. And so she's been able to improve it over the past, since March. I think the end of March is when she started, and it's gotten better, right? So she's super excited about it. So Archangel Raphael will not only help you with physical healing, spiritual healing, just ask, and then your pets as well. So if your pets are having a few problems, then ask Archangel Raphael, and he'll do that too as well for you. How about that? Isn't that cool? And then Archangel Raziel helps with arguments. So you know what? This time has been a time when we're looking at, well, I don't like my sister, my friend, or I have a problem with, and he will help you. As I said, they're androgynous, but he will help you settle arguments, have some peace in your life, okay? And so those are some angels that I got messages from today. Are there any more? Of course there are, but that's the ones I got today. So I wanted to give that to you. So just realize that. And then you also have, the Ascended Masters and the Great I Am, which is God. That's who I call God. And Jeshua, who is the Hebrew name, I think, for Jesus. So, you know, you can ask God, Jeshua, Jesus, all the angels, your guardian angels, and say, okay, come to me. I would like help. So here's a way to pray, okay? So if you want to, let's say we're going to call on all of them, because there can never be too many angels, right? You can say, dear archangels, dear angels, dear guardian angels, and dear God, dear Jeshua, Jesus, or whoever you pray to, Buddha, it doesn't matter. Thank you for coming here tonight to help me, or today, whenever you pray. Thank you for coming to this time to help me with, maybe you need a physical healing, my shoulder, my physical healing, my spiritual healing, giving me clarity, helping me open up my third eye, where I can be more clairvoyant. And thank you for doing all this. You know what you want to ask for. Or you just say, hey, thank you guys for all coming and helping me with everything that you are designed to do. I would like help with everything in my life, and thank you so very much for that. And this is something I always add to it. What can I do for you for giving me these gifts? And just be open to that, right? So maybe you can, you know, if they give you an idea or something like that, that's great. How you can help others. What can I do for you, dear angels, dear God, dear Jeshua, dear whoever you pray to? Thank you for helping me, and what can I do for you? Please make sure you ask it that way. I promise you, miracles happen, and expect one. Okay, so does this make sense to you guys? I hope it does. And I know that it's been tough, right? And there, you know, some things that are going on, and I get that. But you know what? It's not too tough. I promise you that. And one thing I'm going to tell you is that this will not last forever, and we will have a resurgence of some of this virus again. So if you go and check my Instagram account, I am working with a doctor who has an immunization that she's working with. That has a 90% effective rate. Go check it out on Angel Coaches on Instagram, okay? And see what you think. And then hit me up with a text or at 954-636-9401 if you'd like to know more, okay? And I'll send you more information. So it's on Angel Coaches on my Instagram page. Hit me up with a text on 954-636-9401 because if you're wanting to make sure you stay healthy, this is a great immunization. 90% effective rate, okay, isn't that cool? So You know, you got Raphael, you got all the ascended masters, you got Jeshua, you got God, you got all the archangels and everything backing you up on staying healthy. So, and if you feel it's for you, then let me know. Okay. So anyway, I was impressed with it. Also, I'm doing readings. So if you would like a reading on what's after the COVID virus for you, what angels are working with you, what do they have to say specifically to you about your love life, your career, life choices. Also, you know, what you can do, your next few steps over the next few months, then hit me up with a text, okay, at 954-636-9401, and we'll give you some great angel messages that are personal to you, okay? Your love life, your career, your business life, you know, what promotions are out there for you, life choices, and your health as well, or wellness. Sorry, I want to use wellness. Okay, because I always see the glass half full because everything is a learning experience. Don't you agree? Anyway, so that's something there. If you have any questions or you want to set up a time with me for anything like a reading, hit me up once again at 954-636-9401. You can go to my Instagram page and watch the video on there of my video of all about the COVID virus immunization that's there. And we're trying to get it in front of everybody we can, doctors, government. So wish us luck on that one, because I think, you know, we don't want to see this happen again. And if we all work together, it's about, I love that we're all in this together, right? We can help everybody. And once again, I'm going to make sure, please, when you ask them to help you, all the angels, God and Jeshua, just say, hey, what can I do for you? You know what I mean? And that's where miracles happen, when you open your heart to receive more and give more, both. Anyway, all right, everybody, have a great now, and I will talk to you next time. Bye, everybody.